AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The jury in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial says it's reached a verdict on 4 of 5 counts, but they're stuck on the top charge. The judges told them to keep deliberating. Julie Walker has more.
A subdued Sean Diddy Combs sat in his chair at the defense table in the courtroom for a few minutes after the jury left following their partial verdict, which is unknown at this point. As Combs stood to leave the room, he faced his family, including his children and supporters, blew a kiss, and tapped his heart, as he frequently has done at the start and end of each day. Then he paused before his mother and exchanged a few words, telling her, "Love you, and I'll be all right."
On Capitol Hill,
"The yeas are 50. The nays are 50. The Senate being evenly divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative. The bill as amended is passed."
Vice President J.D. Vance casting the deciding vote on President Trump's big tax breaks and spending cuts bill. It now goes back to the House. Meantime, Sagar Magani reports the president visited a new migrant detention center in the Florida Everglades.
It's known as Alligator Alcatraz.
Literally surrounded by gator-filled swamps.
Not a place I want to go hiking anytime soon.
It's a visual intended to send a message to illegal immigrants that they will face severe consequences if they don't follow U.S. laws.
This is not a nice business.
The president had earlier joked about teaching detainees who try to escape prison how to run from an alligator.
Don't run in a straight line. Run like this.
Moving his hands in a zigzag motion. That doesn't appear to be sound advice. A University of Florida website recommends running in one direction in the rare case of a gator giving chase. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And televangelist Jimmy Swaggart has died at age 90, his multi-million dollar ministry undone by his encounters with prostitutes. This is AP News. A stunning result for the top-ranked American player on a day of upsets at Wimbledon. Gethin Coolbaugh has a wrap-up.
Coco Gauff has become just the third woman in the Open era to lose in the first round at Wimbledon right after winning the championship at the French Open. Gauff was eliminated 7-6, 6-1 by unseeded Diana Yastremska of Ukraine.
I was actually on fire. I really enjoyed playing on court one. I have a good memories from this court, even though last year I lost there.
The second-ranked Gauff made mistake after mistake, finishing with just 6 winners and a total of 29 unforced errors that included 9 double faults. Third seeds Alexander Zverev and Jessica Pegula and 7th seed Lorenzo Musetti were also eliminated. 5th-seeded American Taylor Fritz won his resumed match in 5 sets. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More stories and the latest developments available at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.